right, welcome to another edition of the show. This is Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers. I run the alternative news website, roguegovernment.com, and today is December 21st, 2007. In the next segment, we're going to bring on Ethan Allen. He's a contributor to my website and has written a number of articles pertaining to the New World Order. So we're going to bring him on to discuss some of those articles. A number of these are news stories that have been floating around out there in the Patriot community. Some really important stuff to get to. So we're going to bring him up in the next segment to discuss all these things. And some of the topics we're going to get into. I mean, there's some weird stuff that came across today. This one in particular, we're going to talk about this in the second half hour. But there's actually these Christians who believe that the NAFTA superhighway is a holy highway. I'm not even kidding. It's, you know, it's just crazy. It's just completely out of left field. You have Pat Robertson, all these phony Christians, saying that Interstate 35 is a holy highway. And, of course, this is just blatant propaganda to convince people that the NAFTA superhighway is good. And that it's good that people are going to lose their property because it's God's will. It's just completely insane. So we're going to play the clip of these phony Christians saying that Interstate 35 is a holy highway. I mean, it's just off the charts, and it's insanity. So we're going to get into that. What else do we have here? Northern Command is essentially saying that the Constitution is not important. And that pretty much goes without saying, but they issued a press release, and I wrote an analysis up of it on my website, roguegovernment.com. And basically, what they're saying is that in terms of intelligence oversight, the intelligence gathering apparatus of Northern Command, the Constitution isn't important. Instead, they follow executive orders, directives, and regulations. Well, that's a deep concern, at least to me, because a lot of these executive orders and directives are unconstitutional. But we shouldn't expect anything less from Northern Command because the institution itself is unconstitutional. So we're going to talk about Northern Command and some of the things going on with that. Some of our news stories, no proof airport security makes flying safer. That's a Reuters article that we'll get into. What else do we have here? Santa actually gave 37,000 constitutions to Bush. Some guy dressed up like Santa Claus and delivered 37,000 constitutions to George W. Bush. I mean, how many of these constitutions do you think he's going to read? Probably not very many. In fact, I question if he's even read the Constitution at all, considering the way he runs the White House. It's just absolutely disgraceful. So we'll talk about that. That's an alternate article, in case you're wondering the source. What else do we have here? Let's see here. Just looking through all these. Lab closer to building artificial brain. That's another one. That's from the London Guardian. And, I mean, some of this technology and science, it's getting out there. I mean, some of the stuff that was just science fiction, even just a decade ago, is becoming reality. And technology continues to advance more and more. And it's getting pretty frightening to see the type of stuff that they're coming out with. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, it's our weird story here. Let me see if I can find this one. Apparently, there's this dog who was actually giving a Nazi salute, and it ended up landing the owner in jail, if you can believe that. So we're going to cover all of these stories and much more. Ethan Allen coming up after the break. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Welcome back to Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm joined with Ethan Allen. He's a blogger and he contributes to my website, roguearmor.com. And Ethan, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Lee. It's quite a news day, huh?
There's lots of crazy stuff out there, that's for sure. I'm wondering where to start, but let's actually start with the Ron Paul stuff. Now, of course, Ron Paul is being associated with all these white supremacist groups. You had the Associated Press do a huge article on it. What's your take on this whole thing?
Well, we just did a show about it a little while ago, and I learned some information. I haven't really double-checked it myself, but apparently this restaurant that they were taking food out of that's supposedly connected with this Mr. White guy is not the right restaurant, first of all, and second of all, there was some message boards that were tracked up with the people that were actually promoting this this scandal or whatever that are supposedly connected to some ADL groups. It's very, very iffy. So it looks like this is a false flag type of operation pulled on Mr. Paul himself. So I don't trust it myself.
Yeah, it just seems like they're getting more and more desperate. I mean, I look at the Ron Paul campaign, and I see it succeeding on a number of levels. I mean, his website traffic is now higher than CBSNews.com. And I think what's happening now is that they're just getting desperate, and they really don't know what to do. You see them hyping Huckabee, like he's the next front runner. But all of it, just such a charade. I see him doing very well in Iowa, and I see him winning New Hampshire. I think it looks really good. What do you think?
I agree, and as long as he places well in Iowa, that will only help his chances in New Hampshire because Iowa, of course, comes first. They're about a week apart in the caucuses. So even if he doesn't win Iowa and just comes in second or third, which I do believe he will place high enough in Iowa to make an impact, that momentum will only get carried over to the New Hampshire caucus, which I do believe he's going to win hands down. And I think he also has a chance in the Carolinas, which also come early. And I think Nevada's also a shoo-in, too, because Nevada's, you know, they have prostitution and gambling legalized, so that's a very libertarian-loving state.
Yeah, I should do very well in Nevada. But anyway, let's switch gears. We only have 1 hour in the show, so I want to move on to some of the articles that you wrote. And you wrote this one article about G.I. Joe. Now, I know this doesn't seem like a really significant subject, but apparently the new G.I. Joe movie and the people behind it, they're actually calling G.I. Joe something like a global integrated joint operating entity. I mean, this just sounds like more propaganda for the New World Order.
Yeah, there's a CIA front group called NQTEL, which was sent over to me by our fellow host, Rob Bishop, and he says, if you want some dirt on the CIA, check out this group. And so I did some background checking on NQTEL, and NQTEL is a not-for-profit investment group that was set up by the CIA and by people in the intelligence community to deal with commercial investments in the private sector. And when I started researching the amount of money, I mean, folks, we're talking about tax dollars here, public money that gets funneled through the CIA with the chartered company NQTEL into private investments. And these people have been funding all kinds of stuff. And the guy who set up NQTEL in 1999 was a guy named Gilman Louie. And Gilman Louie has a long history with the intelligence community and working with the CIA in black operations. And basically they gave him a bunch of money and they said, here, start up this not-for-profit organization. And then we'll use this black budget money that the CIA gets from Congress to invest in technology, intellectual properties, IT tech, and now even stuff in the entertainment industry. And so in researching Gilman Louie, I found out that Gilman Louie was at one time a Hasbro CEO. He was a director of operations for several years at Hasbro. You know, this is the company that makes Barbie and G.I. Joe. And so now in studying this, I also followed up on this new live-action G.I. Joe. And this is nuts, people. The new live-action G.I. Joe movie includes, you know, the Cobra terrorist organization, which was famous in the comic books and cartoons, and Cobra Commander, the guy who, you know, runs the Cobra terrorist organization in this, I guess, CIA-approved script for the movie, is a CIA agent working both sides. He's acting both as a front man for the CIA and is at the same time doubling as an arms dealer and spy for the government. So, I mean, when you find out what the CIA does behind the scenes, and you see that the fact that they do this kind of stuff, this clandestine operations, it's now making its way into entertainment films that are basically given the green light by the CIA. So this propaganda is it's just pervasive across our society. NQTEL has also fronted money for a company called Destineer, which has made games called Close Combat First to Fight, where, you know, you work with these special operations groups and go fight terrorists in the Middle East. So, I mean, this NQTEL group, which was set up by Gilman Louie, who's tied in with the CIA, has received millions and millions of dollars, somewhere between $40 and $45 million a year from the CIA in public monies and, to invest in private ventures. I mean,
That's unbelievable. Now, Ethan, me and you are basically about the same age, and I remember G.I. Joe when I was growing up that, okay, G.I. Joe, you know, government-issue Joe, the real American hero, but now they're turning G.I. Joe into this whole thing that is just blatant propaganda for the New World Order. I mean, is that really a fair assessment, or am I off base with this?
No, absolutely, because like you say, when G.I. Joe first started, the G.I. and Joe stood for government issue. Some people said general infantry, but from what I remember reading about in the comic books and from the big action figures back in the day, it was government issue Joe. Now, Joe was like an acronym for, like, your typical soldier. Like, if you were in the Army and you didn't know another soldier's name, you would just call him Joe. Like, hey, Joe, pass the ammo. That kind of thing. So it followed that, you know, G.I. Joe action figures would be named G.I. Joe, government issue Joe. Well, they're changing this around for this new global government, this changeover to global culture, global economy, into global integrated joint operation entity. And it's going to be like an international terrorist organization that fights, supposedly Cobra is in the script, but of course Cobra will probably turn into some kind of Al-Qaeda group for the movie. You never know. And, of course, the terrorist organization in the movie is going to be fronted by a CIA double agent. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It is just bizarre.
It's unbelievable. It's almost like it's some sort of sick joke they're playing on the people who know what's going on. They're familiar with false flag terrorism and the whole nine yards behind the whole deal that they're setting up. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. But I want to switch gears into another article you wrote, and this one had to do with the Skynet Terminator system. Now, a lot of people, I'm sure, have watched the Terminator films. You have this whole system called Skynet that controls everything. And literally, from what I gather from your article, that DARPA and the military-industrial complex, they're actually trying to develop an actual real-life Skynet system.
Yeah, and they're doing it all through international trade. It's just really unbelievable. The research that I did on HCI, which stands for Human Computer Interface, and they have this international conference that they set up back in the 80s, and it was set up by Purdue University and Tsinghua University, I think I'm pronouncing that right, over in China. And it was set up by these think tank groups to basically start doing information and technology sharing to basically advance the goals of setting up a global security and information database and control grid. And so then also by looking up HCI, I also found a whole lot of projects that they were involved with that were also funded and working alongside DARPA. Now, you know, we've all done lots of shows on DARPA and the different DARPA projects that are going on. These companies that are working in this HCI trading group involved such companies as Noldis, which is a Dutch firm that's pioneered the field in face scanning technology. iSquare, a German-based company that has patents on eye-tracking software and advanced biomed scanners. Guger Technologies, an Austrian-based company leading the field in computer interface, human-computer interface. And ISAR, a leading Chinese firm in the area of human-computer interface and computer interface design. So, I mean, and these are Chinese companies as well. These are Chinese, American, Dutch, European, and Asian companies that are all sharing technology, sharing ideas, involved with the creation, setting up of this global control grid. And
Ethan, you know, it's really amazing because you see stories like this, and then there's another story here, satellite surveillance plan to be finalized from the Wall Street Journal, where we have $15 billion being spent by the Department of Homeland Security on this satellite surveillance spying infrastructure that's going to be used on us domestically. I mean, you care to comment on that, the whole domestic surveillance grid?
Well, yeah, the impetus and a desire for all this stuff to come out into the public arena and to be publicly discussed was done under the guise of Homeland Security. All this stuff was supposedly funded and set up and created to fight terrorism, to fight, you know, the Al-Qaeda boogeyman. Well, if you actually go and read the mission statement of Homeland Security, you find that their mission goal was to fight terrorism. They're trying to change it now to where it's like fighting crime and, you know, preventing natural disasters. But if you actually go to the White House website and check the mission goals of Homeland Security, it was to stop terrorism. And so now you have all this Homeland Security money that's being filtered down to local police and fire departments that's being used to fight drug dealers and, you know, traffic fine violators and people who don't pay their bills. And, I mean, just all kinds of stuff, like just regular crimes that regular Americans do. See, we're the cattle. We're the target of all of this information, all this research, all this technology, and all this money. And the funny thing is, and the real ironic, sad part about it is, Lee, is that we pay for this. We're paying for our own enslavement.
It's really, Ethan, unbelievable. I mean, I just look at this whole thing, and one thing that really freaks me out, when you see all this news and information, you can also see the lines being blurred between terrorism and criminality. They're merging the two, so you can't determine if something is terrorism or criminality. That way they can just go after anybody based on the fact that, oh, you're a terrorist because you're behaving in a certain fashion.
And back in, I think it was either 1999 or 2000, there was a Phoenix office branch of the FBI that released a pamphlet that stated that the people that should be looked for terrorism were people that, you know, they called them ultra-nationalists, people who quote the Constitution regularly, people that carry around cell phones. I mean, basically they were just saying anybody who likes America and wants to be free are terrorists.
Ethan, it's unbelievable. But we're up against a break. We'll talk about this more on the other side, and we also got some other news that we're going to get into. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? a woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bed Fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back to Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. And I'm here with Ethan Allen, and we're discussing all of this crazy stuff that's going on in the world today. And we're just talking about the technological control grid that's being put around us. I mean, it's all over the place. You have the Department of Homeland Security putting this whole satellite surveillance grid up that's going to spy on us domestically. Plus, they're coming up with this Terminator Skynet system. I mean, they're coming up with some crazy stuff. And what's tying all this together is this military institution called Northern Command. And I did a write-up on this press release that Northern Command issued recently. And this had a deal with intelligence oversight. And what was really interesting about this press release is that they said that they are going to follow presidential directives, executive orders, DOD regulations that will guide them in terms of their intelligence oversight when they're giving oversight to the intelligence gathering operations of Northern Command. And nowhere is it cited that they're going to ensure that the Constitution is followed. And when you consider that there's all sorts of unconstitutional executive orders, presidential directives, regulations, and whatnot, this is really a very scary scenario. And Ethan, what's your thoughts on Northern Command and all the stuff that this institution has been up to?
Well, first off, your analysis is right. It's spot on because, you know, you hone in on the press release, the part of the press release that talks about, you know, what applicable laws are going to go by with the setting up of this new agency and stuff. It doesn't, like you say, it doesn't say anything about the Constitution or legislative laws passed by Congress. It says presidential executive orders and DOD directives. I mean, this stuff is going right into you know, regulatory control, administrative law, maritime law. It has nothing to do with anything that we do, you know, of the people by the people. It's all of the military for the military-industrial complex. But the idea of NORTHCOM itself to me is strange because for the, you know, for the longest time, for 150 years, our military was able to manage things without breaking off into different sections and then controlling different areas of the world with each one. Because now we have a CENTCOM, we have a SOUTHCOM, we have a NORTHCOM, and we also have Space Command. And so, you know, apparently our military intelligence agencies and military, you know, groups were unable to handle a few dozen, you know, RPG-wielding terrorists in the Middle East, and now we've got to break the military up into different pieces. And to go into the Thomas Barnett Naval War College research that he's been doing, the stuff that he's been talking about, he wants to break it up into two different groups to have the Leviathan Force and the System Administration. Now, listen, any kind of breaking up of our military is dangerous, both because of competition of resources as well as the kind of sneaky behind-the-scenes stuff that they're doing, like with this this new intelligence oversight thing that you mentioned in this article. So, I mean, we've got to have transparency in both our government and our intelligence agencies, and we haven't really ever had it, and we're certainly not going to get it now with NORTHCOM and Space Command running our government. I mean, so they're basically doing everything under the guise of executive order. So the president just comes out and says, we're invading and being invaded by aliens, so we've got to have martial law. Well, who says? And can we please have some oversight on this in Congress? No. Okay, thank you very much. And then that's the end of it. So, yeah, you're right, man. NORTHCOM sucks.
I mean, it's completely out of control. I mean, this NORTHCOM system that they have set up, they've actually issued documents. I've mentioned this on this program before, but they issued a document called Vision 2020 that outlines their goals for the year 2020, okay? And they describe this North American militarized police state where they're going to cooperate with all these different agencies and institutions within all three countries. They even talk about closer ties with the Mexican military. I mean, do you care to comment on that? I think it's just crazy.
Yeah, that's part of the integration. I mean, first they did it through the economic deals of NAFTA, CAFTA, and the North American Union. If you go read any of those disclosed papers that have been brought out by Jerome Corsi and others, you'll see that our Commerce Department and other agencies in the government have actually been working with foreign corporations and foreign governments to actually take over our roads. And so now they're using that same pattern, that same ideology, that same behavior pattern of integration to do it with our military. In fact, back in Katrina in 2005, we had Mexican military vehicles and troops coming up through Texas and through Louisiana to help out in humanitarian efforts in New Orleans. The Mexican military was driving around in our country in convoys, helping us take care of our own problems.
It's absolutely insane. And, you know, one thing about this whole system they've set up, you have Northern Command, like you're mentioning, you have the Central Command, you have the Pacific Command. I mean, if you look at all these different commands that they have, I mean, this is basically military domination of the planet. And the New World Order is going to use our military in order to enforce global government.
Yeah, and you also, and to mention one more, we now have United States military personnel up in Canada working with the RCMP to do inter-border travel, customs, and intelligence. So, I mean, everything has to be done now globally. I mean, we got to be globally protected and global security and global economy. Everything's global, global, global. All this to fight who? Some tiny little groups over there in the Middle East that our agencies funded.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Ethan. With all this money that we're spending on these spy apparatuses, this Northern Command, I mean, everything that's being thrown into the military-industrial complex, don't you think it's kind of funny that we've been unable to find Osama bin Laden? Don't you think that's just kind of funny?
Yeah, I mean, really, if you want to find him, all you got to find is the extension cord for the dialysis machine, so.
Well, yeah, the guy's likely dead.
Yeah, dead.
It's just unbelievable. I mean, basically what's going on here is that everything that the establishment media tells us is a lie, especially as it pertains to this war on terror. It's really a war of terror that's being conducted by our own military-industrial complex. Anyway, we have to break. On the other side, we're going to talk about this fake Christian I-35 news. It's completely insane. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Die Wunder dieser Welt werden dir geschenkt. Glück ist nicht käuflich.
Welcome back to Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm joined here with Ethan Allen. He's a blogger and contributor to my website, roguegovernment.com. And in this segment, we're going to start off talking about this story that's come out, how these Christians supposedly think that Interstate 35 is a holy highway. And I have this CNN clip that I'm going to play. It's about 3 minutes long, and then we're going to comment on this whole thing. But really, just to sum up, this is blatant propaganda by the fake Christian right to make people believe that Interstate 35 is a holy highway in order to justify its expansion and formation of the NAFTA highway around it. So here it is, 3 minute clip from CNN. Here it is.
Interstate 35, which runs through six states from Texas to Minnesota, has existed for about a half century. But did God know about I-35 many, many centuries before that? This Texas minister says she had a revelation about it.
We were reading Isaiah 35, which is a passage in the Bible, and we live in Dallas, and we have this highway that's behind us called I-35.
Part of Isaiah 35, verse 8, declares, "A highway shall be there, and a road, and it shall be called the Highway of Holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it." So Isaiah 35 has become a biblical partner of Interstate 35 for some Christians.
Move in power, God. Millions live up and down this highway, Lamb of God. Touch Oklahoma, Lord Jesus. Touch Texas, Lamb of God. Oh, Lord, touch Minnesota, sweet Jesus.
To fulfill the prophecy of I-35 being a holy highway, many of the faithful think it will take intensive prayer first.
Move in the hearts of our generation, Jesus. Move in their hearts, God.
Churches in all six states have organized prayer vigils on the side of the interstate. They pray for safer neighborhoods, more godliness, and want the, quote, unclean to take note.
Lord, I pray for purity within the businesses, God. We pray for holiness within the businesses, Father God.
The businesses are the kind you often see driving up and down America's interstates. Some of them have been visited by the prayerful participants in so-called purity sieges.
It would absolutely please me, yes, if some of these businesses would go out of business.
No thank you, says the owner of Dallas's Diamond Cabaret.
For them to want to impose their views on others, it makes me angry. We help the community out a lot. In some cases, more than other church groups. Fundraisers, food drives.
Open their eyes to see God. Show them Father God.
Not everyone here literally thinks I-35 is the highway of holiness. But it is pointed out that tragedies ranging from the assassination of John F. Kennedy in Dallas to the recent bridge collapse in Minneapolis have happened on or near Interstate 35.
And we just want to say, wow, why would this happen on one highway? Let's pray that there be safety for everybody on these highways.
On YouTube, you can see Pat Robertson publicizing the campaign on his Christian broadcasting network.
What an amazing story. But wouldn't that be wonderful? I mean, for the cut a line right down the middle of America and let it spread to both coasts.
Isaiah 35:8 is not the only part of the Bible that mentions a highway. In Isaiah 40, verse 3, it is said, "Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God." But there have been no national prayer vigils on Interstate 40. Yet. Gary Tuchman, CNN, Dallas.
All right, that was the clip. Now, Ethan, what's your take on that whole thing?
I-35 is going to save us all, man. they've just broken from reality, man. I mean, an international North American highway trade corridor is not going to save us from Satan. Okay, well, where to begin? I mean, first of all, it's funny to me and quite ironic that certainly it's not Route 66 that's going to save us, or I-40, which goes east-west. No, it's got to be I-35, the one that goes splits America in two, and that's part of this the North American Free Trade Corridor. Oh, no, you know, that's got to be the one, you know. And then they're going to purge away all the, you know, gambling casinos and pornography stores. I mean, this is... Wow.
It's absolutely crazy. And you know what's interesting is that the clip with Pat Robertson, that's longer. It's too long to play this hour. But, I mean, these people are serious. I mean, these people are deadly serious. There's even a guy there saying that it would be okay if these businesses that went along the highway went out of business, like all these strip clubs and what have you. And, of course, the plan is to expand this highway. So all this property is going to be seized by eminent domain. I mean, don't you think that's just ironic?
Well, I know you're not going to play the Pat Robertson clip, but I watched it, and even Pat Robertson in his commentary after playing their news story on it said, wouldn't it be great if this super holy highway breaks out across the land and helps bring this great revival across America? Well, it's going to be bringing some across America, but ain't going to be no revival. I tell you that. But the 700 Club is completely untrustworthy. In fact, you know, people say it's the Christian right. I wouldn't even say it's the Christian right. If anything, I would say this new slant towards globalizing Christianity and saying that we're going to all go around quoting Romans chapter 13, this is more like the Christian left than anything else. I mean, these people are tied in bed with AIPAC and China, and they're saying, you know, like forced abortions in China is a good thing. You know, Robertson came out a few years ago and said that. I mean, these people are completely untrustworthy. Not just as Christians, but as false prophets. I mean, I'm not a religious person, Lee, but I can tell you right now, these guys ain't Christians.
Well, it's also kind of interesting to see Pat Robertson openly endorsing Rudy Giuliani, especially considering all his past infidelity and the fact that he's actually supported abortion in the past. I mean, the whole thing just stinks. It doesn't make any sense. It's hard to believe that these people have any credibility whatsoever.
Yeah, and did you know that the CBN, the Christian Broadcasting Network, Pat Robertson's, you know, umbrella media empire for getting out the 700 Club over the airwaves, did you know that they're now over the airwaves in China?
I did not know that.
Yep. And these guys are crooked. Crooked to the core, man.
It's absolutely crazy. I mean, the establishment church groups and the establishment Christians in this country, it almost seems like they've all sold out to this whole global system, that they've sold out to the people who are trying to form this new world order. And it just defies comprehension that they could actually say that I-35 is this holy highway, and just coincidentally they're trying to build this NAFTA superhighway right as they're saying all this. I mean, this is just blatant propaganda to get people to accept this expanded NAFTA superhighway system, because there's all sorts of controversy about the Trans-Texas Corridor, the expansion of this highway. I mean, people are not happy about this thing.
Yeah, and Lee, when I was a kid, I didn't really understand it at the time, but the first people who told me about the New World Order and how the Book of Revelations was going to come to pass was Christian people. They said one day they will try to make you take a microchip or some sort of way of identification to track and trace you and to make sure that, you know, let you buy food. And you can't trust these people. And one day the Antichrist and the false prophet might come along and try to dissolve our government. They didn't say anything about integration at the time, but they were talking about dissolving of our government and our way of life, our culture. And now that these actions are actually taking place, and it seems like Revelations in some ways is actually coming to pass, there are people like Pat Robertson, like John Hagee, who are actually saying, no, it's good, it's okay, and we need to have this stuff so we can go fight the real enemy, the real beast of Revelations, which is supposedly Islamofascism. I mean, this is a complete distortion of basically the New and the Old Testament by these people who are benefiting financially from this new age, this new technocratic age, and this new spin and switch over to the New World Order. And can't trust these people. I mean, can't trust them at all.
No, we certainly can't. And, I have a whole analysis of this up my website. Again, it's roguegovernment.com if anybody wants to take a look at it. I mean, it's just crazy. I couldn't believe it when I saw these clips, but these people are deadly serious, and they're going to try to use this propaganda to bring forth the NAFTA superhighway. It's just off the charts. But Ethan, I wanted to switch gears, and I wanted to talk about some of these other news stories that have come out. I mean, some of these are just downright ridiculous. I have this one story that I just came across. This is from the London Independent, and it says here, dog's Nazi salute lands owner in jail. And I'll just read from it real quick. As a dog lover, Hitler would no doubt have been flattered. The part mongrel was not only his namesake, but also meticulously trained by his Berlin owner to raise his right paw in a Nazi salute every time the command Hail Hitler was uttered. But in a country where giving the Nazi salute, even in jest, has been strictly forbidden since 1945, Adolf's canine tricks did not amuse the police or the judiciary, and they actually sent this guy to jail. Now, I mean, how is this possible? How can these people actually be sending these people to jail for what their dog does? I mean, this is just crazy.
What are they going to do to the dog? Euthanize it?
I mean, the dog's the one that gave the Nazi salute, so
that's right.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
You have to ask yourself, who's the Nazis here? I mean, the Nazi, the guy who puts a little fake mustache and trains his dog, to give the Nazi salute, or the people who put him in jail for that? I mean, you know, what is fascism? You have to go by what the actions of the government are, not by, some kind of, political grandizing as far as actually, getting the whole false left-right thing to get people to tell you which government's bad and, good and bad. Because, I mean, the government's actions are going to prove to you which one's good and bad. To put people in jail just because they train their – I mean, so how far you want to take that? So now I could just teach my dog to shake. Well, by shaking, the dog is going to lift its arm in the process of shaking my hand. So is that a Nazi salute as well?
I mean, it's just so insane. I mean, what they're doing over in Europe, I see all this stuff where – it's anti-free speech. It's anti-privacy. It's pretty much everything against the grain of what we have here in terms of our Constitution. I mean, just basic rights that we've come to expect here, like the free speech, like right to bear arms. Everything is just being eroded over in Europe. I think this story, in a nutshell, just proves that.
Yeah, and the London Telegraph came out with an article the other day saying that they're going to start enforcing these anti-cell phone laws, and that people violating these laws and driving around with their cell phones in their car are endangering other drivers and could get up to 2 years in prison.
Yeah, I actually read that article. That's just crazy. I mean, when you get to the point where you're gonna threaten people with jail for talking on a cell phone when you're driving, I mean, that's just complete and absolute nanny society. And that's what's coming here, unfortunately. I see all this stuff, especially over in Great Britain. That stuff is coming here. And, I mean, that's what really freaks me out, Ethan, is that all this stuff they're putting in place over there with the surveillance grid, all these nanny state laws, that stuff is slowly starting to filter out over here.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where if you pay attention to just one individual thing, it doesn't seem like a big deal. Oh, so what? So some guy trains his dog to do the Nazi salute. I mean, how many people do that? Okay, send him to jail. He's crazy. Yeah, but, okay, then you take the cell phone thing. Then you take the you can't protest in public thing. Then you take this and you take that. And you can't download illegal music. And you can't – I mean, they're making everything illegal. So they're getting to a point where everyone is going to be turned into a criminal by the state.
Right. Pretty soon you won't be able to just live life. I mean, they're actually – they got the carbon credit system they're trying to put in place where just basic everyday living is going to be subject to this carbon credit system. I mean, I just don't know where they're trying to take this, but – I mean, it's just getting so incredibly insane. You know, you almost have to believe all the population reduction stuff because they're trying to make life so miserable and so horrible. They're trying to bring in the carbon credit system. I mean, you look at everything that's happening, I mean, and you consider what they put down on paper with this depopulation agenda, and I think that's clearly what's happening here.
Lee, mark my words. Because of this carbon emission crap and this global warming stuff, in the future you will see articles where people will be fined for farting in public. I swear to God, this is going to happen.
No, Ethan, I absolutely agree. Because you know what? I did an analysis on Senate Bill 2191, and this is the carbon credit system bill that they're putting in place. Senator Joe Lieberman, he's the one who sponsored this thing and introduced it. And literally, there are no exemptions for cow farts or human farts or anything along those lines. And literally, it gives the EPA all these draconian powers to determine what somebody's carbon footprint is and what isn't. And you actually have to report to the EPA your carbon footprint. It's like the IRS for carbon credits now, or it will be if this thing gets passed.
Yeah, I mean, this thing is being set up for this cap-and-trade stuff they're trying to get passed through Congress, but that's exactly what that is. It's carbon tax. They're going to control and limit how much carbon dioxide we emit as human beings, as companies, as individuals, as families, as houses, as communities. And, I mean, well, what do you think farts are? It's methane gas. So, I mean, yeah, there literally could be a fart tax coming to a neighborhood near you.
it sounds so insane, but this is literally what we're faced with. I mean, I just look at all this news on a daily basis, and I feel like I'm just living in la-la land. It's just so crazy. And actually, Ethan, let me move on to another article before the break. We have a couple minutes before we have to go to commercial. But, here's one that I thought was kind of interesting. Santa to give 37,000 constitutions to Bush, and this is an alternate article. And apparently this guy dressed up like Santa Claus, and he attempted to give 37,000 constitutions to George W. Bush. Now, do you think he's actually even read the Constitution, or do you think he's going to read any of these 37,000 constitutions that this guy is trying to send him?
No. No, on both accounts. Well, you know, he said in that White House briefing, and they caught him on tape saying it, that basically the Constitution was just toilet paper. So, I mean, you know, that's we know what he thinks about it. He said so. Came out of his mouth. You know, probably hasn't read it, but he's got an opinion on it, which is it's no good and it's outdated, and we're going to use it as toilet paper. So.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Well, you look at all of his actions, like Presidential Directive 51. I mean, literally, that directive, he has openly declared that he has dictatorial power over all three branches of government in the case of a catastrophic emergency. I mean, it's so ridiculous what's going on, and it's just embarrassing that the establishment media won't talk about any of this stuff. I mean, this stuff is right out in the open.
And guess who gets to determine what is a national emergency or catastrophe? FEMA,
well, sure.
FEMA and Homeland Security, which is set up by the president. I mean, you know.
Right, so basically, the president is given dictatorial powers, and if you have some sort of false flag terror attack, an economic collapse, or pretty much anything, because they determine what the actual catastrophic event qualifies to bring in the continuity of government, then essentially the president just has dictatorial powers.
Yeah, he could basically just come out one day and just say, well, it's raining a lot in the country, national emergency. Well, we had a flood in California, national emergency. It just basically just make stuff up if you want it, even. I mean, you know, the war with Oceania just isn't going too well these days.
No, it certainly isn't, especially when you consider more and more people are not buying this whole phony war on terror. I mean, you look at Osama bin Laden, and you know, like I said earlier in the show, with this huge amount of money that we're putting towards this war on terror, the fact that we have not found Osama bin Laden, the fact that this war is just continuing, that we're going to have to fight this for many years to come, it's clear what the agenda is. And the agenda is to ensure that we have perpetual war, so we always have this boogeyman we have to fight.
I've never understood how taking away our rights is going to help us fight someone else 2,000 miles away. Boggles my mind.
It certainly does. And, man, it's just crazy. But we're at a break. We'll be back and we'll wrap this up in the last segment right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back to Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. A couple of stories I promised we'd get into, so I'm going to get into these. This first one here, no proof airport security makes flying safer. And let me just read it real quick from Reuters. Airport security lines can annoy passengers but there is no evidence that they make flying any safer, U.S. researchers reported on Thursday. A team at the Harvard School of Public Health could not find any studies showing whether the time-consuming process of X-raying carry-on luggage prevents hijacking or attacks. Ethan, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, and what's the tally there at the bottom of the article? About $5.5 billion spent globally on airport protection. So, you know, they could bankrupt our entire world's economies trying to protect us all at the airports. You know what? And there's still going to be some people that are going to screw up. So global security is a joke. It's always been a joke. It's always going to be a joke.
Well, absolutely. That's why it's best to give the individual the responsibility for their own security. And that means giving the airliners the ability to protect their own property. And here's another article. Let's see here. Lab closer to building artificial brain. And this is from the UK Guardian, or the London Guardian. It says here, in a laboratory in Switzerland, a group of neuroscientists is developing a mammalian brain in silicon. The researchers, in collaboration with IBM, have just completed the first phase of an ambitious project to reproduce a fully functioning brain on a supercomputer. By strange coincidence, their lab happens to lie on the same shores of Lake Geneva where Mary Shelley dreamt up her creation, Dr. Frankenstein. Ethan, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, this is called the Blue Brain Project. I mean, this basically what they've done is they've gotten to the point where they can recreate the brain of a small rodent. And it says here in the article that the next phase is to recreate a brain, the neocortex of a rat, which will begin next year. And from there, it's cats, monkeys, and then finally a human brain. Human brain operates at, you know, several million, quadrillion times faster than any other creature on the planet. And it's going to take them a while to get there, but, you know, they will. And once again, it's not the neat idea of, you know, for most people when they read an article like this, they think, oh, well, how cool. My iPod will be able to have so many more songs on it. No, they're going to be using these things to put inside the processing control mainframes of basically robots, and you know, it'll be part of this control grid that we talked about earlier. So this is very scary stuff. And it's like they say in the Terminator movies, there's no fate but what we make for ourselves. Well, we're making Skynet. I mean, this is it.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. And all this artificial intelligence stuff, it's just moving forward more rapidly than ever before. And like the article that you wrote about this whole Terminator Skynet system, I mean, literally, this is the infrastructure that's going to run all this. This is going to be the brains behind it. And we could literally have all these cyborgs and robots running around with artificial intelligence. They'll literally become self-aware if this technology continues.
And as they become self-aware, eventually, who knows, they might actually try to fight us because they think we have now become the enemy. I mean, we're basically laying the path for our own destruction.
It's something else, I tell you what. And, you know, I mean, a lot of this stuff may seem just completely out of left field, but, I mean, if you read the stuff just on Wired.com, this is a big magazine, I mean, pretty much an establishment media news source, and this one was from the London Guardian. I mean, this stuff is actually getting out there in the mainstream, which makes me wonder what they actually have behind the scenes that they're not telling us about.
Yeah, and the ironic, this one line of this article just hit me. It says, by the time Mark Graham's human brain has been mimicked, computing will have moved on.
That's unbelievable, Ethan. But Ethan, we're out of time. Thanks again for coming on the show. And, you know, it's just crazy.
It is. It is crazy. Totally nuts, man. All right, Lee.
All right, thanks, Ethan. Appreciate it. All right, well, that's it for the show. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Rick Adams. Take care.